December 12th, 2011. Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe and has three large angels with her. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, your Heavenly Mother has come once again to seek the surrender of your hearts to Holy Love. It is in your moment-to-moment surrender that my coming to you produces the fruit of Holy Love in your hearts and in the world around you. The reason that heaven intervenes on earth with a mission such as this is that humanity is on the wrong course. I remind you that if you are not living in the truth of holy love, you have embraced Satan's lies. There has never been a time in history when mankind has been more needy of redirection. There is a disordered dependence upon every type of human effort, all of which has displaced God as the sovereign over the universe and over every heart. Dear children, I come in an effort to lovingly correct and to beg you to turn with repentant hearts to God's mercy. Failure in this effort leads to God's justice. My son's patience is long spent. You cannot afford to put him off longer. In the world, you have been given every sign that Jesus is displeased with you. Natural disasters, economic woes, spiritual confusion, not to mention poor and compromised leadership. You do not have time now to speculate if these occurrences are warnings from God. They are warnings. Every heart that does not accept and live in holy love brings God's justice closer and intensifies his justice. Dear children, my continued efforts at this apparition site are a mother's desperate plea to her wayward children. Do not await endorsements. Be holy love in the world. Dear children, do not fail to see God's faithfulness to you as he sends you these messages enveloped by this mission. In humble recompense, be faithful to God by becoming the message. It is in this way you can best propagate all heaven asks of you through the messages. If my desperate pleas to you go unheeded, and these messages continue to be met with disregard, the world will experience unprecedented consequences. You will not be able, in truth, to claim that God abandoned you, or you were not warned. God is with you even in his justice. But now, dear children, it is a time of grace, and I am now forewarning you with love. I cannot make you respond. You must choose it by your efforts. Tonight, my dear children, I come most especially seeking your undaunted pursuit of personal holiness through the chambers of our united hearts. Let no one convince you that this is an unworthy goal. Persevere, no matter who tries to discourage you. There is nothing confusing in my call to you. Those who try to dissuade you from this path have duplicitous hearts. We cannot appease them. We must not try to do so, but remain faithful to the truth. Ground your hearts in holy love, which is truth itself. All that comes against holy love is untruth and carries with it Satan's confusion. I invite you with a sincere heart to understand that just as the pagans sacrificed their young to false gods, every nation that has legalized abortion is guilty of the same crime. Abortion glorifies the god of self-love and leaves nations that condone this crime against life vulnerable to every type of natural and man-made disaster. Therefore, dear children, regard the Rosary of the Unborn as a lifeline, not only for the unborn, but also for whole nations. Children, thank you for coming here to meet with me tonight. I have crossed time and space to tell you that when you choose holy love, you are choosing your own salvation. Pray then to always persevere in faith. These days your faith is under attack by compromise, untruths, and liberalism. But if you pray, I will help you to persevere. Tonight, my dear children, I am taking all your petitions to heaven with me, great ones and small ones, and placing them on the altar of my Son's divine heart. I'm blessing you with my blessing of motherly love.